We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Christian, stop it.
Everybody wants to hear from one man today. The minister of heat propaganda. We need some culture chatter in our lives. Ryan Cortez, yes. Let's motherfucking go.
Oh, Joel Embiid is back. Everything's so different. Oh my God, the Sixers are so good. Oh my God, you fucking pathetic cowards. You're the most pathetic fucking organization in the NBA. It's embarrassing. You got your fucking ass kicked at home. Everybody, oh, it's going to go 7. Shut the fuck up. Lead your show tomorrow with the Miami Heat or you're dead to me. This is the best team in the history of basketball. It's better than any team LeBron played on. Fuck LeBron. He's a traitor. So is Dwayne Wade. No disrespect. Hayward Highsmith and Omer Yurtseven represent more in the way of development than the entire fucking process for the last 15 years. It might have only been 7. I don't give a fuck. You're a bunch of fucking losers. Take me out, brass. I'm sick of this shit. Fuck Philly.
Let's go. Fuck Wild. Fuck cheesesteak. Wait, brass.
Let's go.
No me importa lo que de mí se diga, vive usted su vida que yo vivo la mía. Que solo es uno, disfruto el momento, que el tiempo se acaba y pa' atrás no vea. Bebiendo, fumando y jodiendo, sigo vacilando de party todos los días. Síguelo.
Pepa y agua pa' la seca, todo el mundo patilla en la discoteca. Pepa y agua pa' la seca, todo el mundo patilla en la discoteca.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, man.
I am Alphonse Sidney, aka Alf954. Welcome into Hangover Time, the Miami Heat beat postgame show. If you're watching live on Twitch, hell motherfucking yes, the Heat are back in the Eastern Conference goddamn finals. If you're watching the replay on YouTube, hell motherfucking yes, the Heat are back in the goddamn Eastern Conference finals. If you're on your way to work tomorrow, if you don't have a fucking court or a fucking shot or a bottle of tequila in your car on the way to work, you're a goddamn coward. Take me
out. The views of Alphonse Sidney do not reflect the views of Miami Heat beat in Hangover Time. They are his own, and we do not condone any of the messy shit he was out here talking about.
I support it.
Listen, we're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. You fucking take that shot.
Friday? Listen, is your boss a fucking coward? He didn't
know, tomorrow's PTO. Tomorrow's a county holiday.
Let's go. Ain't nobody going to work in Miami tomorrow. They wasn't going to work anyway.
I'm waking up at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
You'll work on Friday.
Yeah, I got to tell my job that day. I didn't know that. Man,
don't worry about that shit. Everybody, thank you for showing up. This is the biggest fucking panel we've ever had on Hangover Time. I'm hoping the fucking stream doesn't get choppy and fucked up. Who cares? Kenny's here. We're already used to it with that motherfucker.
We are familiar.
You know what? And I'm not...
My internet's fucking done.
I don't know what everybody's drinking. We all fucking drinking. But before...
That's okay.
We have another special guest.
We absolutely do.
A very special guest.
There's something sizzling. Is there really? Something cooking? Right?
Y'all hear something? Y'all smell something?
What?
Hey. What?
Oh, shit. No.
MVP! MVP! MVP!
Yeah, baby.
MVP! MVP! What was he cooking up in those timeouts tonight?
Man, y'all already know the drill. He's cooking absolutely nothing in those timeouts tonight, man.
Come on, guys, go, please.
We're going. Hey,
not for real, though. He could have done better. That's all I got to say.
This is the reality
check. For the podcast audience, Robert, I think your Twitter name is what? Bamonte?
Bamonte Adebayo.
The myth, the legend with the pink jersey standing behind Doc talking about this motherfucker cooking up nothing.
Oh, wait. Hey, they were saying I didn't own any other jersey but the pink jersey, so I had to show –
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Right. On a night that we put Philly to bed.
The fourth leche.
The fourth leche. That's it.
Jersey, you know. Oh, shit. I just wore the pink jersey because people could see me take pictures of me. The fourth leche.
That's good.
Thank you for your service, man.
Thank you for
oh, my God. We needed you. We needed you. We need you just as much as G Sage.
Yes.
Team effort.
I think the two of you definitely helped save the season. But I got a question. Honestly, what gave you the idea to send out that picture? Was that like a spur of the moment thing? Did you have that already in mind? Because that shit flew off like a rocket.
I think like kind of like the inspiration behind it was I actually literally heard what Doc was saying in the timeout, and I was like, yo, what is he saying? I was like,
yes!
I could kind of just hear what Doc was saying, and all the players were demoralized. And y'all see this James Harden, his face, he was slumped into his chair. Like, that man was at the bottom of his seat. His head was almost at the bottom of his seat. It was, I couldn't say nothing.
Heads are usually in bottoms of tootsies, so.
That's awesome.
Shmita says Moose turned into Barbara Walters all of a sudden.
Hey, it's a good question. Look how perfect that answer was. Question. It was guys, a real thing. He was like, this guy's got nothing.
Guys, we beat the fucking 76ers.
We're bearing the lead here. Brass is right. They absolutely fucking demolished the biggest rival that the fan base has.
Get him, G.
Those fucking
let's go, G.
People.
Come on, G.
Let's go, G. Try to lose on purpose. For a goddamn
get
decade!
Go.
And everybody him, let G. them loose for a decade! Are you fucking serious?
Oh.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and they want to reward them? They haven't been past the second round! Smokin' presidency wipes his ass with the second round!
Get him, Jake! Get him, Jake!
Get him, Jake! Get him, Jake!
Get him, how anybody can believe in that dog shit organization. Daryl Morey didn't win shit in Houston. They just did the same shit. They only made the conference finals because nobody was trying at the time. Yeah, everyone was scared of the Warriors. It's just garbage. Embiid is some fakest MVP. That man spent more time on the floor than doing an actual basketball move. It's fucking ridiculous.
Motown Philly.
They're back trash. The organization's garbage. The city's overrated. All they've done is lose. And people had the gall to say they'd rather be Philadelphia back in 2017. Not me, not Leif, not Alf. Nobody in this room ever said that shit. Fuck Will Smith. Fuck all of that. I cannot believe that anybody doubted this team. How dare you? They were the fucking one seed. What was Philly?
They
were four. Because they could have sucked all year. It was ridiculous. It was offensive. And Embiid came back just to get his ass kicked.
There you go, G.
Over and over, Harden's the fattest motherfucker in the NBA. Looking like Clint Davis out there. Oladipo clapping his ass. Clapping all 500 pounds of him. It's absolutely offensive that anybody would ever pick them over Miami. I never want to hear that shit again. I want that team broken up. I want that team gone. I want that team gone. I want that team relegated. We need to do what the EPL does and fucking relegate them. The Sixers are a bunch of bozos. I cannot imagine liking this pitiful franchise. What a clown show. Embiid and Harden are awful for the sport. I'm so sick of them.
Oh, where are you going to find this kind of analysis?
Oh, and he's out. And he's out.
Why was that the funniest part? Awful for the sport. It's true.
Oh, man.
I know we're not doing a bunch of analysis tonight. We're not doing play breakdowns.
Why should we? It was culture versus fucking a fake process. Yeah,
that process.
Doc needs to be doing the fucking analysis. He needs to learn how to coach his team to victory.
Listen, but the victory lap we're doing right now is well fucking deserved because we've been listening to these motherfucking clowns talk about the Miami Heat for two straight years. They because they were the one seed last year, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They thought they were big shit. Like, make it out of the second round, you fucking pussies. Mm-hmm. Like, make it out of the second round. Like, Joel Embiid's like, oh, my God, I didn't win the fucking the MVP. Make it out of the second round, bro.
What more do I have to do?
What can I do? They're going to vote how they want to vote.
They clearly have what they want in mind. Bro, like, deserved it.
You know what?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know what? Just for to continue the victory lap, Brass. I hate to do this to you. Are we ready for receipts?
Oh, you want to pull up some receipts?
Let's go right now.
Oh, I'm
getting into it. Let's get into it.
This is why. This is why we're fucking here. We're not here for analysis.
This is the only reason I showed up.
We're not here to break down Spain.
This is what we're here for.
It's hard to even organize this shit. It was just all a clusterfuck of nothingness.
Go ahead, Brad.
So Josh Reynolds says, the single most infuriating and frustrating part about the Joel Embiid injury is that the Miami Heat are the least intimidating team left in the playoffs. I mean, we're supposed to be afraid of a team that gives Gabe Vincent and Max Strus meaningful playoff minutes?
Brad,
yeah, nope.
Give it to the grass.
Oh, you want it? Oh, you want here?
I want it right now.
Oh yeah.
Phrasing.
Alf, you ready?
Phrasing.
Alf, you ready? Give it to us.
Get it, Maxie. Get it, Maxie.
Get it, Maxie. Fucking them all night.
They got a point. They got a point. Because Joel Embiid was 20-12 tonight. Max Strus was only 20-11.
Oh man.
Sorry. They're not quite up to snuff.
At Lagoated One said, we just got to stop here. I told y'all the Heat aren't serious. Josh Reynolds again, this fuck. If Joel Embiid, this is like throughout the series. If Joel Embiid comes back for game three Friday, the Philadelphia 76ers will win this series. Book it. I throw that book back in your fucking face. At BGN5 said, Sixers will still win this series. Watch. Still watching. Hope you watched. Hope you enjoyed what you saw. At Rondo Bongos, 2022 Heat are just the 2013-2018 Raptors. Love to see it.
We love to see it, too.
2022 Sixers are the 2013-2018.
God damn, man. Not you.
Mevy Bear said, I'm honestly taking Nikola Vucevic over Bam Adebayo.
Man. The Russian.
And this is from Facebook. Alf saw this one on Facebook. Kevin Kelly says, he put a image of Spo that says, I have no clue what the hell I'm doing.
Like, what century is that meme from?
That's
2000. Look how young he looks.
Right.
Jesus,
that's when he worked
man.
At the grocery store.
G's not here. G's boy. It said best player wins this series is not just some fallacy. It's true, and Embiid is showing that. Okay.
Listen, y'all sound like such clowns when you make these declarative statements, right? Like, Embiid is showing that. Y'all know the internet is forever, right? Like, y'all know, like, you make these declarative statements off of a home game in Philly where the motherfucker scored 22 points.
At the Philly Pod said, Heat are so lucky Embiid missed those first two games. LMAO, fraud number one.
He was there the last four.
You see the fraud of the factual thing that you are. Like,
it
took 82 games. Like,
that math ain't mathin'.
Okay,
this one's ridiculous.
Said, call it what you want. Spo is getting out coached.
Come on.
Robert. You're going to sit here and take that shit? I mean, give me a break.
Oh, man. Maybe in like games 3 and 4 when Spo put Lowry in the rotation for no reason.
Not even Robert.
Not at all.
Robert, wait, Robert.
Robert off the top rope.
Off that ladder.
What was Doc cooking up the whole time?
Y'all see it. He's still cooking
up nothing.
Robert came with his own props.
Oh, this is fun. So, yeah, this whole exchange goes, and I really don't want to hear about our unsustainable shooting from the Heat fans who think it was normal that we went 8% from 3 for 2 games. And then another guy says, plus, none of the following is happening together. Butler hitting 40, both Oladipo and Bam going off. She says, Jimmy stopped the last two from even being worse blowouts. He said, him and Hero are the only true scorers they have. The Raptors are even more dangerous offensively. The Raptors. But well, do these people know that the Heat were the number one three-point shooting team in the NBA this season?
They
are they not
know.
Aware of this?
They don't know.
I know who this coward is.
This fair-weather
Heat fan. Hey, Cortez, why don't you read this one? Start with the original Brady tweet.
I would love to. So my boy Brady Hawk, by the way, future superstar, tweets out. So that makes 3 series tied up at 2-2? I thought the Heat were the only one in that horrible position. And then Rohan Nankarni, who I should note, has a Bucks player as his fucking avatar. Recently, he had a Celtics player as his avatar. He lives in Los Angeles. He's a fucking fraud. I love the dude. You're a fraud. LOL, the Heat are the only team that had the benefit of playing an opponent without their best player. Is that right, Rohan?
He must be so sad. Oh, and G, after his absolute hero move of going and saging the arena for the second time.
One time for that guy.
Everybody did their part.
And just Wayne Camp said, ain't gonna work.
Oh, but it did.
Sixers Matt says, pray for Bam, y'all. Nothing wrong with him. He just has to match up against a pissed off Joel Embiid tonight. Oh, and this one, let me give a little context to this one. So check this out.
Of all of that. All right, we got a best of three series now. Who do you like and why? Well, I hate doing this. You know, I had picked the Heat prior to the series. I'd expected them to make the conference finals. It just feels like the 76ers right now have the better team.
Give me a...
They're supporting Cavs. Who picked the Sixers?
JJ is so good at this. Why
I don't even know who their support is.
Shake Milton.
Anyway, so fuck him.
Definitely isn't James Harden.
I love him, but come on, dude. You can't fold that quickly after two games. You as a player should know that.
Like a lawn chair.
Motherfuckers won two home games and lost.
Sixers Matt said, pray for Bam, y'all. Nothing wrong with him. He just I read that earlier. And then prayers for Embiid posted a meme of Joel pointing at Bam, said, he can't guard me. I beg to differ.
And I said that shit aged like Prince Philip.
Yep.
Yeah, it did.
Like Bob Ryan. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
Jay Clark NBCS said, you get to see a pissed off Joel. You're welcome. Oh, he was just quoting George Yang. But I mean, fucking. Oh, and then Mickey chimed into this JJ one.
This is the one I love.
Said, and I thought you were a Miami Heat lifer.
Let's go, Mickey.
Love Mickey. This one is fantastic. Guru Lakers said, Jimmy Butler is under contract through 25-26. He is due an estimated $52 million that season. He'll be 36. He's missed 17 of 40 games this season. Missed 145 games the past nine seasons. He averages 17 points per game for his career. This is the worst contract in NBA history.
Brass, he put that up with a picture of fucking Russell Westbrook.
Is that
incredible?
Goddamn audacity. And you know what? He wasn't wrong, because James Harden is the worst fucking contract in the history of the NBA.
Man, oh man.
Only two shots in the second half.
I think this one's from our YouTube after. We have this fucking thing of all these fans of other teams coming in and then showing, totally shit talking, especially after losses. Meanwhile, they're tuning in all the time to an opponent's post game show. That is some fucking loser shit. So this one, Ambitious Culture Film said, we taking a shit in seven. Embiid is a warrior, y'all. Don't have a single player built like Embiid, so stop with the hating.
Yeah, you can't be fat on the Heat. Of course not.
Kenny.
I saw this.
Talk about this one.
Yeah, so I did my Christian Hernandez thing and put some numbers up, basically explaining that Joel is really not that effective against the Heat when he plays against them. He's actually plays his worst against the Heat. And some dude DM'd me the screenshot of it after the Sixers won game three, which, by the way, DMs are for two things: exchanging numbers and flight confirmations. Don't come in here talking about no fucking basketball, man. So anyway, I sent him that little bullshit emoji, and he just said, fuck you. I'll take it.
Oh, this is an oldie, but a goodie. This is back in 2019. Josh Richardson, Sixers Nation, said, Jimmy who? Cam 21251 said, Sixers are making these bozos look so much better than they actually are, especially Hero. So this one, this is 2021, gonna be Alex or Trapa Baby said gonna be great when they're stripped for parts and are back in rebuild mode in a couple years, because they couldn't ever get out the second round.
Wait, let's clap it up for Alex.
What a
real quick.
Oh man, he nailed that one.
What a prophet.
And George Sedano, you actually, you got to read this one, Cortez. You got to read this one.
I would be more than happy to. This fucking fraud, Silver Lake Sedano, who should have been ejected from the arena tonight, tweeted, bro. Bro, are you tweeting, bro? You fake Miami fuck. You live in Miami. He tweeted, bro, you need to be worried about a roster that was mediocre as hell this year and got swept in the first round before you come after any of the teams that finished ahead of them. Ooh. Them's be the rules.
Oh. This choice is that's spicy. Wow.
But let's play what he said on the Heat Beat pod a few years ago.
Please. Moves. We're seeing some of the most just well-run franchise we've probably ever seen. But then there's still the dregs of the league out there that just continue to make chronic moves.
This is a great segue into something I wanted to ask George about. Him rather being the Sixers than the Heat. What's up with that?
Long term, still feel that way. I haven't changed my mind. Until you get, listen, I know you can sit here and argue about Embiid. He's only played 31 games or whatever, or Ben Simmons.
Oh my God. We'll end on that one because holy hell. George. That was receipts. So hope you enjoyed that one.
Hope you guys enjoyed that little segment over there. Thank you, Brad.
I'm gonna be watching that on loop tonight. I loved it.
For putting that together. Man. Listen. So this has been a wild fucking show. I don't even know how to handle this many motherfuckers in one atmosphere.
Can we talk about the crowd for a second?
Oh no, that's what I was going to say.
This crowd is bigger than the one that got over there.
Let's talk about it, Brass, because that's the next thing I was going to go to. Because, like I said, we're not doing it. We're not doing basketball analysis. And neither were the Sixers fans. Because while they was getting their asses dumped, all they was worried was about our attendance. Mm-hmm. Right? All of this. Heat fans ain't showing up. The Heat fans are showing up late. Brass, fucking I don't know if you have any clips or anything. The Sixers fans left there. Oh, look at them.
Oh, there's traffic.
It's with like 4 or 5 minutes ago, something like that.
This is not 9 years ago, by the way.
Fleeing.
I gotta get to the grocery store before it comes.
Trying to get to Wawa before everybody else gets there for a trash sandwich.
You gotta come on.
I gotta go get me some iced tea from Wawa. I'm off of
Wawa. Gotta go get a cheesesteak.
What are the chances anyone in the national media talks about this?
None. Zero.
And you know what? Tonight they're going to be saying how Philly let the series get away, which is bullshit, but let that fuel us for a dominating.
I don't even care about the media. I just want, look at these fans wearing fucking potato sacks. Look at them. Fucking losers.
I expect the media tonight to go, you know what? Honestly, it's kind of smart to leave early because then you can get home quicker.
Yeah,
because traffic after games gets a little crazy, guys.
Oh, right. Not traffic before the game, but okay.
Sad ass. They are
just
sad.
Just
they
wanted to talk about attendance, man.
The walk through that parking lot back to your car
it's like 12 fights happening right now.
Listen, it's not one you're gonna be taking at night. Buddy up.
They just out there shaking each other.
Well, and my favorite, I don't have the audio from it, but one of the broadcasters tonight, they said, they're starting to boo in the city of brotherly love.
But they showed up on time, though, Brass. You got to give them something
Why
for
are
that.
Why we acting
they
like that's
earlier, an hour before.
Motherfuckers booing. You're booing. Yeah, really good way to motivate your fucking team, people.
For the last time about these fucking fans in these shitty-ass fucking cities that ain't got shit else to fucking do. Yes, you showed up 30 minutes early for shoot around. You fucking loser. You fucking lame, okay? I don't even fucking turn the game on until about 3 minutes in. You want to know why? Because I'm fucking from South Florida, and I got shit to fucking do.
That's right.
I'm recording the game. I don't even watch the first 3 minutes. Why? Because I'm fucking South Florida through and through. I'm not a fucking lame who is that. No. Oh, I got to get to the fucking arena early. Got to get there early. You're fucking eating cheesesteaks and fucking got grease on my goddamn shirt. You fucking lames. You fucking losers. You know what? Only loser fan bases worry about fucking attendance. Only loser fan. You've never seen the fucking, you never seen championship fan bases worry about attendance. Nobody fucking cares, bro. Mm-hmm.
There's shit to think about.
There was a fucking a Sixer fan that was like, oh, we had no energy because the crowd was dead. In Miami! In Miami!
Meanwhile, a motherfucker fell asleep last game in Philadelphia.
And like, that's right.
He was, wait, Kenny, stop. He was full. He had already his cheesesteak.
That itis had just settled in.
He had that itis, and that was it.
It was a
good one. Yes. Because they're all fucking diabetics.
Yeah, can we talk about this for a second?
Can we please, Schmeathen? I wanted to. Who is that shit? Explain yourself.
Who is that supposed to be?
Please explain yourself, Christian. I was with you when you first got that painting. Did not
Puerto
look
Rican
like that.
D-Wade.
Shit.
Is that my
Puerto
Dwayne?
Rican D-Wade.
Oh my God!
But
Dwayne,
just not gonna comment.
Dwayne,
on.
Wait.
Right. Yeah,
you guys don't know how art works.
Yes.
Yeah.
The nerve, like the nerve of people from Philadelphia to think they could talk shit about Miami. First of all, State Property 2 is the worst movie I've seen in my life. State Property 1 is the second worst. Everybody in there's beard's too fucking long. Their wives using Beijing on that shit. All kinds of fucked up shit. I don't want to get into all that. Joel Embiid's fat as fuck. Wawa's just a bullshit ass racetrack. You see right here, Liberty City, greater than Liberty Bell. Both of them are known for crack, but at least in Liberty City, they're making money off it.
Hey.
Fucking bullshit ass shit. Fuck Philadelphia. All these fans sitting here talking shit to me about the numbers I put and all that stuff and whatever. And see, they use Joel's injury as an excuse when they waived that after they talked all that shit. So now you got to deal with it. And one last thing, because I'm a reverse and I'm going to ask Alf a question. Alf, so out of all the things Philadelphia has contributed to the world, what's worse, the process or PD Crack?
PD Crack and I ain't for... I'm sorry, that's a really inside. That is inside baseball right now. Only me and Kenny know the PD Crack State Property joke.
That nigga sucked so bad, man. Oh my God. He
was I do want to read this Jay Grulla quote. Jay
it
Grulla
took you that
comment.
Long to come to this conclusion?
Doc Rivers said... At the end of this game, they were just not good enough to beat Miami.
Never have been, never will be.
It took you that long.
I wish it the first back.
Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back.
That's why Robert he's cooking up. Listen,
he's swapping
I feel
computers.
Bad for the guest tonight because all we're doing is talking shit. It's fun. thank you to Cortez. I don't know if he's going to make his way back in.
Thank you, Cortez.
Thank you, master of the key propaganda.
Yes.
The goat,
listen,
man.
I want to ask y'all before we get into post-game press conferences. We got some live comments from some of the Philly luminaries. I want to ask y'all, and I'm going to go around the horn right now. That's why I wish Cortez and Robert were still here. I'm going to start with you, Bon. It's probably going to take us a little while, but fuck it. We ain't got shit else to do. I wanted you to talk about where you saw the Heat at the beginning of this year, and now the Heat are in the Eastern Conference Finals, probably having the most dominant performance, and deadass, between the team and the players. The two most dominant performances in the NBA playoffs right now.
It's so coming into the season, like, you know, we were all really, really excited and had a lot of reason to be really excited. You know, as we started, those first couple of weeks were amazing. And I'm going to make it short in that even at the times during the season where, like, I don't know if it was rough, it was rocky or whatever, all of the things that Miami needed to be where they are were in place. It was just a matter of, you know, getting certain guys to do this, just fine tuning. The whole season has been like a crescendo. It's been building the entire time. There has been so much talk around Jimmy and I understand some of it to an extent, but people don't know how to be objective and don't know where the extent stops. Jimmy's been nothing but an incredibly hard worker his entire basketball career. And so to think that he, you know, he's talented. He has the tools, regardless of it, if it's shaky.
No, they said no bag. They said no bag, Javon.
You know, tiptoeing, it's a coin purse and he got some big shoulders. And that's okay.
Tell him, Sean.
utilize the fuck out of that coin purse. It's all them big ass grandma candies in there, and coin he just been beating people with the fucking coin purse, battering ram people That's with it. Them Werther's and the old strawberry candy.
That Werther's original. That bitch be hard.
That is halfway melted. It's got lint on it. Right. He been beating bitches with that all season, and I'm so proud of just the way it's all come together. I'm happy for him that he's getting, I think, you know, the recognition that he
the flowers. He's getting his flowers that he deserves.
He's getting his flowers, right. And is well deserved, and I'm proud of the group.
Yes,
Tiff. Let's go beyond Jimmy. Let's talk about Hottie was talking about the rest of the fucking team, right? They said you can't win with Max Shoes, Gabe Vincent, Kayla Martin. Yeah. You can't win with these guys. All these guys played huge roles in tonight's game, right? You can't win with these guys. The Heat are trash. The Heat aren't deep. And I said that coming into the season. That the Heat don't have the depth, but they have a great seven-man rotation. Right now, Kyle's not in that seven-man rotation that I thought was going to be part of winning a second-round series. Duncan Robinson is not in that seven-man rotation that I thought was going to be part of winning a second-round series. Right now, you're winning these series with these guys we said were G League players, were afterthoughts, undrafted, nobodies.
Frosty, bitch.
Hey. They ain't G League players no more. They ain't afterthoughts. Philly fucked around and found out. That's what happened.
Frosty, there you go.
Frosty Gabe's on their ass. Listen, they found out. They were get it, Max. Series. Chase for the moves. That's it. Like, we don't really need to say nothing else. Like, we took guys that was fucking delivering the mail. Sorry, Robert.
Yes. The fourth leche. What's up? We made it back just in time.
Moose, they laughed when Tyler Hero said he belongs in the same
Let
conversation.
Let me tell you something, okay? Since last year, they've been saying that Tyler Hero wasn't going to be here for this when I was telling you all along that it was going to be the year of the dream. And where we know, we just drip-dropped our asses all the way into the Eastern Conference Finals, taking out Philly, that bullshit city. They have nothing there. Broken face, broken hearts, broken spirits, broken bodies.
Dreams.
Take me out!
Moose, do it. Hit us one time.
By the way, I will, because I had us at the start of the year, you asked. I had us as a one seed. And where are we now? We're still a one seed. So I'm going to hit him one time with a drip
drop. Here we go.
Another shot for that. Another shot.
I just poured my drink. I can't.
I'm sorry, Carlton. I should have had this on the whole time. My apologies.
There you go. There you go, man.
There you go.
Christian, you haven't been on a lot this year. You had a lot of things going on out here getting engaged and buying houses and shit.
Robert, pay attention. You next.
You next, Robert.
You on deck.
That.
Christian. From where you thought that he were at the beginning of the season, like, listen, we're not it's not exactly a victory lap, but it does feel good as a Heat fan right now because, man, we've been shitting on all season long. Like, they got into that little fight, a little skirmish. They went on a little four-game losing streak, and everybody, including Heat fans, lost every fucking ounce of guts they had. And all they've done since that four-game losing streak, let's forget about that Orlando Magic game, right?
That doesn't count.
Yeah, whatever. Depot scored 40 points. He was warming up. That was a trial game for the fucking playoffs, and it worked great.
They went 6-1 to end the season. They've gone 7-3 in the playoffs, right? So we're talking about a team that's been dominant for a couple of months now, but they still don't want to talk about us. Just Christian, what do you think from the beginning of the season to now? Like, what is like where? How are you feeling about this team? Great job, Christian.
There we go.
Are you at Kenny's house right now?
Anybody? What? No, dude, my internet has been off all this whole time, so I'm 6 seconds behind you guys or something like that. But anyway, I'm going to roll right through this.
This is so weird.
I'm
going to run out of this.
This season has been for all you guys. Because, I mean, really, the most incredible thing about this season, look at this. 40 minutes truce in a game six closeout on the fucking road. 20 points, 11 rebounds, 5.
Oh, wow. No, I'm sure it was going to be good. Congratulations, you just earned yourself a hottie nomination.
Oh man, you sure did.
Wonder what category. No contest.
Oh shit.
Okay, so Chris Cody in the chat just said, holy shit, Alf, you got the Doc picture, kid. Like, this is the biggest get.
That's me. I'm telling you, there you go. Right.
He is still jealous. Cooking nothing. This
would
is
you guys buy, would you guys
this is the biggest get in Miami sports media right now.
Seriously, Metalheart can't book that.
Fuck yeah. What were you saying, Robert?
Would you guys buy aprons if I made them?
Like, yes. Like, are you shitting me? Of course.
Are you kidding? Of course.
Yes.
You're talking to someone that has made an entire t-shirt line. Listen, we're going to make aprons. We're going to make chef's hats. We're going to make magnets. We're going to make posters. Dude, just get with me after this. Don't worry. We're going to come out.
We'll have some conversation.
$2, my friend.
I see a spatula line in our future.
That's right.
A cookbook. They're just empty. Just empty pages.
Yeah, because he's cooking nothing.
Oh man, Robert, you have become famous because of this series. Even the Heat were tweeting about you, about cooking. Talking about Doc is cooking up nothing. You talked a little bit about the impetus for why you did it. I just kind of want to know what, like, how you feel about this season, how you feel about how the Heat have gotten to this point beyond Doc Rivers, because we already know he ain't cooking up nothing.
All right, well, I guess I'll start with the impetus behind why I took the picture. So basically, how the story goes, I'm sitting in these seats, in row 9 seats, and I got tickets from a Heat executive. Been getting them for most of my life from a Heat executive.
Okay.
Friend.
Flex.
And so,
flex,
man. I'm sorry. So hey, the tickets actually that I got every single game were for free. Which is incredible.
Okay, Robert, no. You and I were linking up, dude. We're going to hang out.
Yeah, for sure. But so basically, you know, what happened was is that I'd been walking past the Sixers bench and just, you know, because when you have these tickets, you have access to the club lounge. And to get to the club lounge, you have to walk by the Sixers bench and you have to walk courtside. And so earlier in the game, I'd actually been taking selfies while the plays were going on, like taking videos and selfies while the plays were going on, while I'm walking back to my seat, like after halftime and stuff like that. And so I just thought it was really funny to just take selfies like mid play. So I think the first selfie that I got, let me pull it up. This first selfie that I got it posted on an Instagram page, and it was just me like making a face like, and I was surprised. It was mid free throw, and I just like taking a selfie next to James Harden and all those dudes, and it's just cool to see those guys up in front of your face when you normally see them on TV. So I'll show you the first selfie that I took, and then I'll explain the rest from there. I'm just pulling up on my phone right now.
That is incredible. I died the first time I saw it.
Somebody said Robert is flexing more than James Harden when he hits a three down 20.
So this is the first selfie.
That's the first one I saw.
It was just me walking by the court, you know, I'm just walking back. And yeah, this is a perfect opportunity for a selfie. And this is super funny. And then, so this is third quarter. I'm like, I got to use the restroom, whatever. In the beginning of the fourth quarter. Actually, no. Actually, I was charging. I went to the club lounge to charge my phone because my phone was at 1%.
Robert, you're getting whiter and whiter. You're talking about free tickets. Right. Everyone's like, he is white as hell. And then you're getting free tickets. You're like, I'm going
to
go charge my phone now. Where's the phone charging station?
So I've been going to the club lounge because I want to charge my phone just so I could take more funny selfies, right? So my phone was at 1% when I took this Doc Rivers selfie.
So yo, that's epic.
I'm like, I heard what Doc Rivers was saying. I'm right next to Sixers bench. I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity to take a funny selfie. And then I'm hearing what Doc Rivers is saying. I'm like, man,
That was the second one.
The first one was so funny because I look like I'm about to shit my pants because I just was so focused because I'm sitting here trying to get a good picture, you know, trying to say, see if the security says nothing. Yeah, I just heard what Doc Rivers is saying. I'm like, man, I'm going to go post on Twitter after the game, you know, if we win, be like, post a funny caption saying Doc Rivers wasn't doing anything in this timeout. And then I found out, like, I thought of the perfect caption, like, cooking up nothing. So.
Oh, no, it was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
I mean, that thing went viral, like, that.
Instantly.
Yeah.
It's because the coaches, they look like they're looking at him in the picture.
Right.
No, you developed a relationship with the security team, didn't you, Robert?
That's a whole nother story that I want to get into. So beginning of the third game, I walk in. First game, I take the selfie, went viral just on Twitter, a little bit of Instagram. Second,
yeah,
game,
I have the first picture here.
That's the first.
That was the first one.
It looks photoshopped.
That's what makes it such a great picture, by the way. The fact that it looks photoshopped. It makes it so much funnier.
You know, I think that's part of what made it go viral.
Yes.
Some people thought it was
100%.
Oh my gosh. And then So the next game I go with, I'm like, oh, I got to take another selfie. So I take another selfie. Security doesn't say anything. I got some people. I got the Heat staff. Apparently the whole Heat administration had known me by the first time I went viral. And they all wanted me to come back to the next game. And so I went back to the next game.
This guy got the privilege on
the ass. Each of the privilege.
You got to flaunt it, man.
Stop hating on my boy, Robert. We are homies. One of the next game together.
Wait, hold on, Robert. I don't want to interrupt you because I want to get back to the story. But it's post-game press conference time, and we have some big interviews lined up, don't we?
I expected this to be the end of it, but yeah, okay. No, that's fine. Yeah, no, this is a very big get. Unfortunately, the press conference isn't actually happening where it normally would.
Harden already left. He left the arena.
Yeah, but no, he left. No, he brought a camera crew. What is this? What the fuck is...
Robert, close your eyes.
Oh.
Yes! I love this spot.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, what?
That means we're going to get his home court advantage. Welcome to James Harden's home court.
Did you fly back with Miami? How are you?
Yes, I did. I got right on the plane in my whole uniform. I'm back in Miami right now. That's how the PJs do it, baby. Private jet G4. Boom.
Woo.
Have you ever brought anyone to these clubs with you, or do you go solo?
Usually I bring a little baby. and
your
a lot
child?
Of Atlanta rappers, but if you've been reading the news, trouble. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit though.
YSL.
Shout out to Giancarlo Navas, who told me about this Club 11 shit last time I was on the show. Fuck Tootsies. They said this motherfucker's open till 7 a.m. Goddamn. I'm back.
Turning 11 into 12. All right.
I'm about to be out here till next season. Okay, what? Sorry.
Well, that
is this your favorite? Is this your favorite time of the season?
Sure. I don't gotta play no goddamn basketball. That shit gets in the way of these hoes. It's the problem with basketball and efficiency and shop and shit.
Well, you know, James, a lot of times the NBA superstars like to use the offseason to kind of work on their game and develop something.
Oh, I'm working on my game, baby. I'm working on this game. I'm working on my game.
So are you going to come back with something new next year?
Maybe chlamydia.
Do you plan on taking that back to Philly?
Chlamydia go with you.
Do you see yourself playing in Philly next year?
I don't give a fuck. Philly is one of the worst strip clubs I've ever seen. You know, you can't even get close to them. They dance behind the bar. You got to throw ones wadded up at their ass.
We do.
Yeah. Bond, you know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Bond, listen, we'll talk later. Listen. You know,
okay, call me.
Philly strip clubs are trash.
Listen, I got a couple on.
Like, you know, you literally can't put a dollar in the G-string. I'm like, what is this about?
You got to launch it at them.
You got to launch? Yes. Bond, you... What, were you there the other night? Because then you, because I feel like you know what I'm talking about. You had to wad your shit up and throw it at him across the bar. I feel like that's disrespectful.
It's funny.
But like, have you brought other players or anything or like to the club, or do you just
listen this time? I was sneaking out because you don't normally right after the game, because I really don't give a fuck. About 3 minutes left, y'all don't realize this. I sneak out the arena and normally I have a doppelganger play the rest of the game because nobody notices. You just put a fat nigga with a beard and some cornrows out there and they think it's me. So I sneak out. That's how I got down here so quick. So this time, I said, hey, Doc. We don't need to be out here answering no questions. Come on to PJ with me, baby. Listen,
no way.
You're going to be in L.A. Then. Hey, Doc. Doc.
No way.
No.
Doc, they want to talk to you, Doc.
No rush. The bang stanging.
Yeah, what's going on? Don't stop! Hold that pussy! Let you see it! I wanna rock! That's it!
Oh my god! What do they got cooking up there, Doc?
Oh, they got chicken wings!
Are you allowed to eat?
Is lemon it... pepper, baby!
Oh man.
Oh no.
That's nasty. Doc, Robert, you got any questions for Doc?
Doc, wait, man, what are you cooking up there?
Wait a second! Is that little motherfucker? Is it all of my goddamn business? With your pink jersey on. Sick of your shit, man. You're gonna lose me the Laker job.
Oh, you don't gotta worry about that, Doc.
I think I lost it for myself, guys.
Do you get hoes with that voice?
Let me tell you something, Doc. You are in the perfect place to work on your closeout game.
Get out.
What?
Close your eyes, Robert. Robert, no. Don't look.
Hey, Ammo Hame!
She got James off camera to the right.
Ammo Hame!
Oh no, you know James is there.
Oh my gosh, Kenny, stop it.
I wanna run.
Oh man.
She distracted me.
Transition.
I do want to say, do you know anything about Robert's charity?
Oh,
thank you.
I should have done that before.
I'd like to kick it back to Robert. Talk about a charity. Because I'm out here, I'm cooking nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, Robert, you want to talk about your charity for a little bit?
Yeah, for sure.
Talk about the good that you're doing in the world.
Okay.
Good job, Robert.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate it, man. No, but basically, so what I'm doing is I'm fundraising for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, basically the largest organization in the world dedicated to finding the cure for blood cancer and treatments and getting research for that. I've had multiple family members affected by leukemia. In fact, my uncle is actually in remission now for leukemia, so... Let's get a round of applause for my uncle.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah, so basically I go to FSU. I know.
I wasn't going to say nothing. I was going to be nice.
I should have booed during a charity segment, but booed.
Honestly, I'm just glad that you're in college. We really didn't ask before you came.
Yeah. Oh my God. Robert doing big things. Good shit, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's great, man.
I'm working with a Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We're having an event in the fall called Light the Night. And basically what we're doing is we're fundraising for research for leukemia. Me and 19 other people are planning to raise over like $100,000. My goal is to me personally raise over $500. You can see, okay. I think at the goal right now, in total, I've raised $151, $100 coming from my own family. But yeah, it would just mean a lot to me. I'm fundraising with a couple of other people at FSU. And it's a big thing because I plan on being a doctor one day, and leukemia is something that's personally affected me and my family. And I'd love to see money go towards a good cause, especially it's like, you know, I'm giving Doc some shit, but I'm doing good in the world. So we're all set.
We all got to balance.
Run that number though, y'all.
Yeah, you gotta balance it out. And listen. Donations, I think above $300 are tax deductible. So if you need a tax deductible form, just DM me and I can shoot that your way.
Do we have a link to donate? Do we have a link to donate?
Is this link going to work in the chat?
The link to
The link is in the chat right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's official. It's an official donation page. I'm not a GoFundMe scammer. I get none of the proceeds, so all the proceeds is going towards children.
You're not that white
person in the photo. I'm not that white. But yeah.
Oh man, that's awesome. Yeah, that's absolutely great. Fantastic.
That is
definitely. It is, because when I was 21, I wasn't doing no good in the world.
We know, Kenny.
Yeah, no, Kenny. We've heard enough about your story. You know, like.
Chat run.
That's fantastic. Let's definitely get the chat in on that so they can support a great, great cause.
And we're gonna
helped out the Heat in the postseason.
Oh yeah.
We can get that before we close the show.
Cook up some good donations before you go to sleep tonight, Heat Nation. Come on, let's do it.
All I'm saying is we didn't lose a game where I attended. So.
Hey now.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Send Robert to the
ring. We're not gonna lose any games that we go to, right?
Yeah. He is still cooking up nothing. We are going to have them shits on the fucking Miami Heat Beat website soon. No joke. I know.
That's facts.
I know Brian Goins out here cooking up something.
You remember them sweatpants? Kidding.
Oh, what the hell? Again?
Oh,
you hear that? Robert, close your eyes.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh no.
Hey guys!
What?
What the fuck?
Man, you sound exhausted, my guy.
No, I feel really bad because I talked a lot of shit about that kid and he's doing good things.
Al didn't know we were promoting charity.
I had no idea. He's a philanthropist. Oh wait, hold on. Don't stop! Get it! Don't stop! Get it! Don't stop! Get it!
Hey, Doc's gonna